Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Lee Patterson is the mayor of Brome Lake. I attended the recent council meeting, and Mr. Patterson, it looks like you and the council have a lot on your plate. Without going into all of the side dishes, to maintain the metaphor, could you tell us what the main course is?
Yeah, it was actually a busy meeting. We have some two major things that I think the population would be interested in knowing on. The first one is a regulatory change for some zoning. So if you've been following municipal affairs, we've been talking for the past few months about updating the urban plan. So that's going on, and also a new vision for the downtown Knowlton sector. But this council, when we were elected last November, we heard from residents during the campaign, all candidates, that there were some regulatory issues that they had hoped that the council would attack quickly. So following my election, I gave the mandate to the administration to come up with some issues that we could correct quickly. One of them is what I consider to be overbuild, for example, in the Bonneville sector, where people are buying chalets or little houses, knocking them down. And because the setback space currently allows them to maximize the usage, as we get these huge homes along Bonneville Road. And also the height, we have an issue with how we calculate height right now in our current bylaw.
Yeah, I understand that was originally based on some kind of an average and now will not be?
That's correct. So what would happen is people, architects, would put lower aspects on the building and then higher. So in theory, if you're in your zone, your maximum height with, let's say, 10 meters, well, because of the average 10 meters, you could get portions of the home that were 13, 14 meters. That will no longer be the case. So that was quite important to put that through. And also there's some secondary buildings. You could have three in certain zones, which would each be able to occupy 8% of the lot. So now it's, you can still have three, but the maximum total will be 8%. And so we've also changed the setback lines and the maximum space that you can build on the lot. So some places was 30, 40%. Now we're bringing that down closer to 20. So those are some important changes, as you said, height and use of the soil.
Are you getting flack for these restrictions?
The only issue that came up at the consultation on the 23rd, we did remove a disposition that seemed to create some confusion or some concern, is that, and I apologize, I don't know the English word, but the rez-de-jardin, which is where you have a basement.
Walkout. Yeah.
Yes, when you have a walkout basement. We were going to allow an extra 2 meters if there was that. And the residents that participated in the consultation were worried that that would allow for buildings that were rather high in certain zones.
Yeah, I noticed at the meeting that a lot of people got up to ask about that, and it seems to have taken a while to sink in that you are no longer using this averaging formula, because other people asked again later, and it just seemed to be coming up a lot. I guess it's a lot of it's impacting a lot of people?
Well, the impact, yes, is for the whole town. So we're actually changing the definition of how we calculate the homes. So some people are saying, well, if you said that you only wanted to control the Bonneville sector, why are you applying it everywhere? And the answer to that is that whether I live on Al Street or anywhere else, if my home is on a slope, I should be protected from builders, future builders, that could maximize over the actual limit. So that's why the council decided to do the whole sector.
So you basically done a blanket rather than something that people can point at and say, well, hey, you're not doing to us what you did to them.
That's correct. And also, and some other changes that we're bringing on, which were very minor and didn't bring up any contestation, was in West Brome, there's going to be the possibility to have a yoga studio. The usage was not allowed in that zone, so we added that as well, but no one mentioned that there. And at the consultations, no one was opposed to the reduction of the setback and the reduction of the maximum building. Where there was confusion or concerns was because there is a chance that someone could choose to build a flat roof, for example, in the Bonneville sector, which is not something we want per se in terms of the look in certain sectors. So some people said, well, why don't you wait and do everything together? But the council thought it was more important to fix the height loophole and, yes, maybe risk having a few buildings that won't be perfect in that sector. But the risk was too great to wait to have regulatory changes not take in effect for this summer for the building season. So those were the gist of the comments that I recall from the the meeting.
Yeah, there were a lot of people obviously very worried about that. I guess we're hoping that this will settle the issue, but...
Yeah, for sure. There's regulatory approvals. So how it works is that there's registers and before the bylaw can actually go into force. So it could take a month or two. The exact details are listed on the town website so that people can follow how to follow that approval process. Yeah, so the other thing that was kind of, it didn't draw many comments from the crowd, but personally as mayor, I find it odd that we ourselves decide our compensation. So we voted ourselves a 20% raise. So in percentage-wise, it seems very high. The last Burcombe administration had passed a resolution towards the end of the term to say that they wanted the next council, this council, to look at the compensation of the elected officials because, of course, someone could say, well, Lee, you knew what the salary was going to be when you ran for the position. So it's technically not to pat ourselves on the back. When we did the analysis of about 15 or 18 other comparable towns, whether it was population or other, we noticed that the salary was quite low. So if we want to have in future elections other people that are not necessarily retired or that are able to give up some of their work time to contribute, the financial input is not the only guiding force, but it has to be a decent compensation. So the salary for mayor will go from $50,678 to $60,818 for 2026. As I said, that's it's about $800-$900 more a month. It's a 20% raise. The councillor's salary is a third of that. So that's set by law. Again, we also worked with an organization called Union des Municipalités du Québec that has a workbook where they say, well, if you have this infrastructure or that, this should be the salary that your elected officials have. So even after the 20% raise, we're about 18% still below the amount that the UMQ says that we should be at. So
that's interesting. I noticed also in the chart you presented at the council meeting that we're nowhere near the top of the list.
No, and that was the wish of the council not to be at the top of the list, but to adjust it a little more, and then over the next few years keep up with the averages as we go, which can, as I said, can allow it to be, obviously, if you only go into municipal politics for the salary, it won't be very rewarding for you, but that the financial portion has to be a small draw. Yes.
Any other issues?
Something that got brought up as well. I'm not sure if you remember, but some people were questioning the snow removal. So we've added some sidewalks this year, and there were some questions there. In no case does the council or even the people present at the meeting, they were not contesting the workers' job. Like they went out 44 or 48 times in February. So the gang's doing a great job. The challenge is are we going out often enough during the day during a storm? Public Works also mentioned to us that when the road salt is less effective when we're at minus 12 or colder. So we have those issues, but on some of the main streets, for example, when the plow goes through, if the sidewalk machine's gone by earlier, maybe we should be going out a little more often. So that's something we're going to look at for next winter. We've got some citizens' comments at town hall, and it came up at the meeting, and I'm very sensitive to that, so that it can be safe for our residents on the sidewalks.
There was one citizen who asked about snow being left behind, turning into ice, and therefore being almost impossible to remove. And what I was surprised about is that nobody mentioned the telephone poles that are still in the edge of the road, making it almost impossible to come along and scoop it. So
yeah, it's quite a large operation. I think we did it three or four times this year where they cleaned up the snow, but it requires a lot of mechanical equipment, and they have to slow down, go between the poles. So it's very time consuming, and it's a big deal, but it's something we're going to have to look at. We used to blow the snow. We had equipment that would blow the snow on people's lawns. People didn't care for that as well. So it's a work in progress. I think we were lucky in past winters, in the two or three past winters, where we maybe did not have as much accumulation of of snow or not as much cold. Also, we looked at some of the statistics. Usually when we get big cold snaps, you don't get as much snow or it snows very little. This year was not the case. We had quite a bit of accumulation. So, yeah, it was but again, hats off to Public Works. The citizens don't see the back end of that. Like Public Works, how it works here in town of Rome Lake is when you're on snow removal, well, you're basically on standby almost all the time, right? So you have to be around. If they're forecasting snow, well, there was a lot of snow forecast this year. So a lot of our staff had to be on the ready continuously. And you start at 3 or 4 in the morning. Then if your machine breaks, well, then there's delays. And if someone, so it's a hats off really to Public Works. You see the truck that goes in front of you, and you're upset maybe because it fills your driveway. But the person behind the wheel has got a lot of responsibility.
Hmm. Any other issues that are right on your main plate?
Well, there's a lot. There's lots coming up in the coming weeks. Also, regionally, we have. I'm on the health committee at the MRC as well. As the public security committee, so there's a lot going on there. There's some new regulations. Maybe a note from the MRC, which is the regional government, that did bring up a little bit of brouhaha, if I can use that expression, is the MRC is looking at preliminary adding, as they do in the city, a tax on to finance public transit. So people with a vehicle could be taxed to fund public transit. The majority of mayors, including myself, voted against that. However, the larger municipalities, which have more votes at the MRC, Callansville, Farnham, Bromont, voted in favor of studying the proposal. The Burkham administration, they had managed to vote it down last year. So now what they're telling us is, well, we just want to look at a proposal. But to be very honest, if you live in Lac Brome or in West Bolton or Sutton, you're probably not expecting a high level of public transit and the cost. So I am in favor of a better mobility in the region, but the pilot projects that I've seen are not haven't shown great strides in terms of availability, time constraints, and so on. So I'm a little worried about that, because it could eventually mean that Town of Rome Lake residents that have vehicles would fund a service that is not properly adapted to here. Now, I'm optimistic that the other mayors will take all this into consideration, and we're talking with Sutton and other towns, Village of Brome, for example, if we can opt out of those services. Because the way the MRC works is we pay based on our municipal evaluation, but we get service based on our population. So we pay a lot, but unfortunately sometimes get very little. So that'll be a big debate, regional debate that's going to come up in the coming weeks.
You mentioned public security. Is there any news on the possibility of Bromont and Brome Lake sharing police services?
Yeah, so we met. I met with Isabelle Charest, the member of the National Assembly, and there's a new projet de loi. There's a project, new law, provincial law that's being studied. It's not perfect, but it may allow us to revisit that dossier in the coming months. There is an election coming up in October, a provincial election, so that's definitely something we're going to look at. I've also talked to the new mayor of Bromont, Madame Champagne, who is very open to getting that file going. So I am cautiously optimistic that we can maybe work something out. It's not a done deal yet. Far from it, actually. But the dialogue is open.
Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for all that information.
My pleasure. See you soon.
Listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1 FM.
Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.